from KQED.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, anxiety ran high as relatives waited for word that their loved ones in Mexico were safe. The California Report's John Sepulvedo takes us to the Boyle Heights neighborhood.
The epicenter might have been near Puebla, Mexico, but some 1,900 miles away here on the streets of Boyle Heights, the earthquake still shook people. Many were waiting to hear from loved ones.
I haven't been able to communicate with my family. I don't know why.
The 73-year-old woman, who did not give her name because she is undocumented, says she has not heard from her relatives living near Mexico City.
I just know that it was very strong, but don't know about my family yet.
And even for those who had heard from their loved ones, relief did not come. At a laundromat here on First Street, people's hands were in one country while their eyes were in another, as they loaded and folded their clothes while constantly looking at the television. Images of shaking buildings and explosions created a sense of hopelessness for some, including Eduardo Vasquez. The 30-year-old says his family in Puebla is safe, but they will need to completely rebuild their home.
Mal porque, pues, es un...
It feels ugly for the other people affected by it, because it could have been my family. The neighbor's land did shift, and their houses have some damages. But right now, my family's just scared.
And while it's too soon to know how much rebuilding will cost, the collections for recovery have already begun here in Boyle Heights. Like most of the people living in this neighborhood, a man who calls himself Chalio is Latino. And he says between hurricanes and two recent earthquakes in Mexico, his friends and family will need money.
Saw what happened in Puerto Rico and Texas. It's hard. Look at the businesses. They are sad. No one is around because of all the things that are happening.
The world is connected, Chalio says. And right now, that world is a mess. For the California Report, on the corner of First and Alma Streets in Boyle Heights, I'm John Sepulvedo.